This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 5 years ago today, Japan was hit with its most powerful earthquake on record. If you remember, it was 9 on the Richter scale. The quake and its resulting tsunami killed more than 19,000 people, leaving more than 300,000 without homes. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz covered the disaster's aftermath in 2011 in Sendai, one of the hardest hit areas. 5 years later now, Rob has returned to find a city still struggling.
5 years on, excavators are still clearing the neighborhood where Nakano Elementary once stood. The last time I was here, a house lay upside down in the school's swimming pool and more than a dozen cars stacked against its doors. The school clock was frozen at 2:46, the minute the earthquake knocked out power, making way for a 30-foot high wall of water that slammed into the neighborhood.
My students and I watched from the school roof. The children saw their homes being washed away. I still remember the crashing sound of their houses slamming into the school.
Mr. Nobuo Takashita taught sixth grade at the time.
Some of the students saw their own parents being washed away. They asked me to do something to help, but all I could say was, "It's all right. You're going to be okay."
Hundreds in this neighborhood died. 84-year-old Yoshio Chitose was one of the fortunate ones. His house was destroyed, but because the foundation remained, he was allowed to rebuild in a danger zone, a designation he disagrees with.
The last time this area had a tsunami that big, it was 1,000 years ago. I assume we've got at least 400 more years before another one hits.
His house is surrounded by an expanse of dirt being cleared for a commercial project. He wishes the city would rebuild his neighborhood instead.
It's dumb to turn this into a commercial area. It's a beautiful place. The weather's mild. You can see the sunrise over the ocean. It should be a neighborhood.
That's what taxi driver Kazunabu Kosai is looking for. He and his family are among thousands here, still living in temporary prefabricated housing.
Sendai's economy held up. We had outside help, but now everything's slowed down. I'm still waiting for a house.
But Nakano Elementary's Mr. Takashita has hope for Sendai. His school has moved to higher ground. So have his students, who will graduate from high school next year.
They learn the importance of life. They learn the importance of helping each other through the toughest times. We call this kizuna.
The word refers to the bond between people. At the end of the month, Nakano Elementary will close for good. Mr. Takashita is the only teacher from that time who hasn't moved away.
The others had to leave to take care of their families. We all agreed one teacher had to stay with the students until the school closed, and I felt it was my duty to stay.
Tears fill Mr. Takashita's eyes. He can't finish the sentence. 5 years ago, more than 1,000 people in Sendai died, including parents of Mr. Takashita's students. But he kept their children safe, and he stood by their side ever since. In Sendai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.